Hello, listeners. It's me, Dear Rose. Welcome. This is like a bonus show. I didn't have my Saturday Hot Topics hookup this time due to unforeseen circumstances. The show was not able to be recorded, but I'm going to bring you my Sacred Soul Sunday instead. This will be my first time doing it. It's not going to be all that spiritual, but just a little bit about, I guess, healing and mostly about what I'm feeling. This is my personal journal podcast about my life, and just wanted to start with Saturday morning because it's now Sunday. It is 2:06 a.m. Sunday morning. When I woke up Saturday morning, I had already had a long night of taping for the American Idol episode, and when I woke up Saturday morning, I was crying. I woke up out of my sleep crying, and I didn't know why. I wasn't sad. The thoughts in my head were, though, of like a healing, like a, not mourning, but like a cleansing type of emotion, if that makes any sense to anyone. Like, it was like I had released some things, and my body and soul were cleansing itself of whatever it was that I had maybe released emotionally, or maybe I had released mentally and physically. I don't know. But I couldn't stop crying. I think I cried for like 2 hours. Not a boo-hoo cry, like a but just a silent tear-dropping cry. Like, the tears just wouldn't stop coming. They wouldn't stop. They just dripped out of my eyes, as if I were watching something on television that was sad, or watching something that was touching or inspirational. It was that type of a cry. I guess like a silent weeping. And I received some inspirational emails, text, and in one of the text was about healing. And it was odd to me that I got that message, because I really didn't know what it was or what it meant, you know, the feeling that I was feeling. And I'll read to you the actual message. It really was very touching to me once I read it, and it kind of gave me a feeling of what was going on. It let me know that healing takes place when you're truthful, with yourself. I can't get it to pull up right now, but I'll just kind of paraphrase it. Healing takes place when you're truthful with yourself about things. And maybe that's what was going on, that I have been coming to a realization about certain things in my life that I know is not either good for me, like, you know, we've been cleansing ourselves on Motivational Monday of, you know, of toxicity and of things that we no longer need and are not good for us. So I'm thinking that I can attribute to the weeping or the healing tears to that emotionally I'm beginning to let things go. I had a rough day today because this show is very, very important to me, and my content that I bring to you all is for your listening pleasure, for those that you that listen and follow me. But this is also my journal about my life and my struggles and things that, you know, I like and things that interest me. I expected and I got disappointed today about some things. Is that okay? Yes, we are human. I no longer want to have that authority over anyone's life, that they owe me anything or they have to do something for me or in any kind of way, emotionally, physically, in any kind of way, because that's not fair to put an expectation on someone, and if they can't fulfill it, you know, it causes all kinds of issues. You become disappointed. And then the words that we use to call ourselves chastising that person, of course it's gonna hurt. And the words they say back to you to defend themselves, of course they're gonna hurt. They're gonna hurt you as well. But I relinquish the rights of holding other human beings to what I want them to be or how I want them to feel. And someone said to me that is the reason why they don't expect anything. Only they expect what they can do for themselves. And if they disappoint themselves, then that is their self that they're disappointing and not someone else has the power. Because once a person disappoints you, they take your power for just a little while. Because you're revering in that moment of disappointment and it takes your power away. And I don't like being powerless anymore. I don't want to have to give someone my power. So I'm only going to expect for myself what I should do for me, what's best for me. That's not saying that I will not trust anyone else or love anyone else, but it does say that I have to love myself enough to trust that I'm going to make the right decisions and I'm going to put myself first and protect everything that I love. And with saying that, that was some of the feeling that I was feeling earlier Saturday morning. Was I felt open. I felt not safe. I was feeling unprotected. I was feeling that no one was here not in the physical, but period. No one was here to protect me or keep me safe. And that was some of the struggle or the fear that maybe had gripped me earlier today, was that I may have been healing from some things that I had let go, but I also was afraid because I let those things go. And I felt unsafe for sure now, you know? And the issues that arose today made it more evident that I'm not protected, you know? I don't have anyone to protect me, or that I can feel safe with to go to and, you know, express myself. I don't have that. So all I can do is work on myself and make myself that safe haven until the point in time where maybe I can share in another person's feeling of protecting me or helping me stay safe. Until then, I have to go into self-survival mode and really look after myself, protect myself more. I was able to get this quote that was sent also. It says, "You have stepped into a season of great progress and victory. Things that were delayed will now move forward. Strategies and instructions will be released to give you victory, increase, and dominion. God is arising in your life." And I was like, and I got, again, afraid. Like, I don't know what the next steps is going to be, you know? And I feel that I'm going to be stepping into the next phase of my life. I'm going to be stepping into it alone. And it's not that I've never been alone. It's just that this part is scary because it's unfamiliar and it's unknown. So I know now that my emotions that I'm having is because I am healing, one, from letting go of, you know, things that weren't good for me. Two, I was expecting too much from others, and I got disappointed. And three, I'm going into this unknown territory alone without somebody being with me. That's scary, but I know that I can do this. I can do it. Self-healing is a process that I read sheds layers of yourself like an onion. And as we all know, onions make you cry when you peel them or chop them or dice them or whatever. Onions have these type of I think they call them oxidines or something that comes out when you cut it. And it gets in your eyes and it makes you cry. It stays on your hands. You have to wash your hands really well. So peeling back the layers of myself, I guess my true authentic self weep for the progress I'm making, weep for the failure that I had today, because I felt I failed today, because I'm trying so hard to work on myself. I didn't know that I was working on myself this hard until today when I faced disappointment. And I'm proud of myself to see that I am moving forward, and I am trying to make myself better. Am I perfect? No, of course not. Do I handle things always the right way? No. Do I say things always right or handle things right? No. But I do know I'm going to protect myself, and I do know that I am my worst enemy, and I can't allow any more disruption or inconsistencies in my life anymore. I need structure. I need a structured life, and I see that's my issue. And I need constant scheduling. I need consistent emotions. I need to be able to get a handle on my ego. It's just so much. This is just like if I was writing in my diary, I guess, doing this podcast. I'm just expressing myself through audio. You know, I'm using my voice to write the words of how I feel on the inside. Each show that I do, it just shows a different part of me. I'm a multifaceted woman. I like humor. I like to be inspired. I like wisdom. I love business. I like human interest stories, seeing people fight for what they want and they get ahead, or either just tell their stories of triumph. All of the different days of the week is a different rose. And I guess Dear Rose is a good name for the show, because I'm writing myself a letter every day about who I am. And I'm happy about it. And I'm not going to stop until my story is completely written. And I really thank you guys for coming on this journey with me. I know that things are going to change for me, and I have to be prepared. I pray that the Lord brings into my life the people that I need to have around me to get me to the place that I should be until I could take the training wheels off, you know? We're always going to need other people around us that are encouraging, makes you laugh, you know, that you can share things with, be in love with. We're always going to need that. But right now, I need people to help me learn how to ride this bike of life again. Right now, I have my helmet on, my knee pads, my elbow pads, and I'm riding with my training wheels. And I'm ready to, you know, take the training wheels off, or at least one. You know, when a child is learning how to ride a bike, they start off with training wheels that touch the ground. And what a parent does that the child doesn't know is, on one side of the bike, once they see that they got the rhythm, they lift up one of the wheels off of the ground. And they learn how to balance. They learn how to balance with one of the wheels up. They don't even notice it. They just know that they have to hold themselves up on the bike. And then the next thing is the other wheel is up, and they don't know it. They're not paying attention to it. And then they're really balanced, and they're riding, and they still think the training wheels are on, but they're not. And then as the time goes by, you say, oh, you've graduated. Let's take the training wheels off. But the training wheels has already been off for a very long time, and you just didn't know it. So right now, I'm riding with one of my training wheels are up, and I'm learning to balance in my new life now with one of my training wheels are up, but I don't have anybody to hold my bike for me, to push me off. So I'm stuck with one training wheel on the ground and one just a little bit above ground, and no one to push you off and tell you, you got it, now go. So I gotta do it for myself until that time comes when there's someone there to push me off. maybe I don't need anybody to push me off. I don't know. I don't know what this journey is going to bring, or who is going to come into my life to help me take off the training wheels. But I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm open. I have no regrets. I have no regrets. Sometimes we have to move on, move forward. I knew that I was going to have to take this journey by myself, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard. And I guess I can do it. I know I can do it, guys. I can do it because of your wonderful presence and those of you that email me and encourage me. Those of you that are on your life journeys, sometimes we have these moments. If you're having a moment right now where you're in a healing process, you're healing from letting toxicity go, you're healing from, you know, old wounds or old love, or moving on or moving to a new place to start brand new, I'm here with you too. Let's hold hands, as I always say, and keep building our yellow brick road, one paver at a time. I look back and I see I've grown just already. I still have a long way to go to get to Oz, but I'm building that yellow brick road in front of me, one paver at a time. And I know that you're doing the same. I really want to be the best true person that I can be. And I can't worry about what others think. I don't want to hurt anybody in my process of healing myself. In due time, things will get better, I'm sure. But I just need to move forward, and I can't stand still, and I can't keep repeating the same thing over and over. And the trivial things that occur in my life, I can't sit in them and sulk and not push forward and not push past. I'll never get anywhere like that. I'll never get anywhere sitting in my disappointment or sitting in my anguish or sitting in my sorrows or sadness. I gotta push forward. I gotta go forward. I got to. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna be stagnant. I don't wanna be the same. I wanna be the true and better me. The true and the best me that I can be. That's what I wanna be. I have to up my standards for myself. I have very low expectations for myself. And that goes with that saying about you hold people to a higher standard. I actually do hold people to a higher standard than I hold myself, because I have very low expectations for myself. And that's because should be reversed. I should have the most high expectations for myself and low expectations for others. And I have it twisted. I have it backwards. But from this day forth, I declare that I will have the highest expectations for myself. I will have the most highest esteem for my feelings, highest esteem for everything that I want around in my life, whether it's a romance, a friendship, and towards others, I will expect nothing. I will expect nothing. But whatever it is that you provide and you give to me, that is good, that is kind, that is helpful, that is wholesome, I will receive. But anything other than that, I will not. I cannot have any more toxicity or any more people around me that are not on the same path as I am, that's not rooting for me, that doesn't care. I can't do it anymore. I can't. So I just had to get that out. I was feeling really bad about my Hot Topics show not being able to be recorded today, but I think I needed this moment of clarity, this moment to let you guys know that I am healing. I am in the healing process. I am moving forward. I am letting things in my life go that is not good for me. That causes me to stay stagnant, stay in one place. I receive all the goodness that the Lord has for me, all that is in His divine will, health, wealth, healing for my family, for my loved ones, for my friends. I know He has a divine will, and I receive that divine will from You, Lord, right now for my life. And I know that in due time You will reveal those things to me, and I will have those things that You have for me. You already know my destiny. You already know what's ahead for me. You already know where I will be. You already know where I'm going. Show me the way. Send the bright people towards me to help me grow. In Your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to me. Of course, next week starts off with Motivational Monday, and then we go on down to the rest of the week. We'll be, I guess, getting next week content prepared for you after this recording. And I hope to see you all next week. I love you all. Be true to yourself, guys. Be true. What was that? The quote that was sent to me today was, healing comes with being truthful to yourself. That's how healing begins. And hopefully on Wednesday, I can have my inspirational person, whoever is going to come on, to talk about healing and how being truthful to ourselves brings on healing. And that's what I want y'all guys to focus on today, this Sunday morning, is being truthful to yourself and allowing yourself to heal. And that's how you, only way you can heal is when you be truthful to yourself about situation and things that you're in, things that you've brought into your life or certain situations. Let's start healing, guys. Let's start being truthful with ourselves. It's hard to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, is that really me? But anyway, I love you all so very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to some smooches. I love you.